NYU's Summer Theater continues with a lovingly faithful production of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. Critics encourage us not to make too much of those categories, but Amanda Catania as the gracefully correct Eleanor and Ashley Dillard as her often less correct and spirited sister Marianne seem to fit those labels. With the death of their father, the two, along with their mother, played by Maria Walker, are thrust out of their estate into the charity of others and onto the marriage market with only their characters as collateral. This production focuses much on the silliness of Marianne, first her disastrous flirtation with Willoughby, a charming Jason Craig West, and then her more mature choice of the noble Colonel Brandon, played with almost painful restraint by Grant Goodman. Eleanor's difficult-to-fathom love for the clumsy Edward Ferrars, shyly played by Nicholas Jenkins, is a much quieter passion. The villains of Sense and Sensibility, including, of course, Willoughby, are the lady's selfish half-brother John, a nicely obtuse Justinio Brokaw, his equally selfish wife Fanny, Katie Horwitz, Edward Ferrars' foppish younger brother Robert, Nicholas Jenkins again, Edward and Robert's domineering mother, Mrs. Ferrars, Maria Walker in a second role, and Tara Chusano as first Edward and later Robert's gold-digging intended. The list of the heroes begins with Colonel Brandon, but it includes their generous cousin, Sir John Middleton, played with gusto by David Courtemire. Sir John's a bit limited. His estimate of a man has only to do with how good a shot and horseman he is, but his good humor and inventive largesse are boundless. He's ably abetted by Mrs. Jennings, played with earthy delight by Jenny McKnight. The production of Sense and Sensibility starts as a series of quick, small scenes, but then moves on to a varied palette of characters and settings. The plot is complicated. It's to the adapter's credit that they've kept most of the details. Although the main characters are always clear, sometimes I did struggle with who was whom in the later scenes. Part of the fun of the IU production is the contrast and the doubling of roles. Maria Walker appears as the nervously sympathetic mother of Eleanor and Marianne, and also as the dragon lady mother of Edward and Robert Ferrars. Katie Horowitz is the cold, miserly wife of the girl's half-brother John, and later the thoughtful wife of the grudgingly political Mr. Palmer, Zach Decker. Jessica Schrader is the boringly appropriate wife of the lively Sir John and the more energetic cousin of Mrs. Jennings, Anne Steele. And don't forget Joey Kelly as the eager servant of the Middletons in the country and the reluctant servant of Mrs. Jennings in London. Reuben Lucas's scenic design with large period-style paintings, decorated wings, and period furniture is a wonderful setting for the drama. Coupled with Alan Hahn's lighting and Kate Hirschberger's sound, it all works very well. The costumes look well on everyone, especially the gentlemen, thereby Linda Pisano. Masterful direction by Dale McFadden, the IU Summer Theater production of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility continues through July 23rd in the Wells Metz. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.